Hey everyone, this is Stelianti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about this trend you see every year where the hottest tactic or the hottest set of tactics in business people consider dead all of a sudden. And there's all these sensationalist posts about it.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So Stelly and I wanted to talk about that today and discuss kind of our feelings around it because both of us have feelings.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. It is amusing, but it can be dangerous as well, right? Like every year, towards the end of the year, particularly at the beginning of the new year, there seems to be this big surge of like content and stories around what tactic is dead now and will not work next year anymore. And, you know, usually it's those, it's tactics that, well, either some people don't like personally, so they write about them within that framework, because in December and January, you don't just write, I hate, you know, whatever, content marketing, or I hate cold calling. You write, why cold calling is dead, or why content marketing won't work anymore. So it's kind of a personal bias fit into a storyline, because December, at the end of the year, is kind of the time where people think about these things in that framing. If you give it that framing, it's a very attractive kind of clickbaity thing. But also a lot of like the new trendy things that were super exciting at the beginning of the year, since everybody was talking about them for the entire year, by the end of the year, we're all tired of it. So
right.
we're happy to conclude that it's dead now, partially because we're tired of hearing it, partially probably because these new tactics and these trends, they don't seem to, like just like everything else that we predict has to do with the future, we overstate the short-term impact of them, but we kind of underestimate the long-term effects of them. So we overhype it in January, and then by December, we're like, oh, we conclude this is dead. This will never work, right? We're just too much rushing into judging things being amazing in the future and things being a disappointment and a letdown and something that didn't work and will never work.
Yeah, I just had this experience a couple of days ago as I was at the SaaS Fest conference in Boston. And a friend of mine, Brian Balfour, he actually did the first keynote after the host kind of gave his quick talk, which was of a similar vein. At the end, one of the slides was winter is coming. So what that means is basically SaaS is going through a lot of changes and we all better be ready is kind of my paraphrasing of the whole talk. And there's a lot of other data points and stuff. But one of the things he said and called actually me out while I was in the audience and he was on stage was that, content marketing is dead. Like that was his thesis, just because it's more crowded than ever. Everyone's writing content. SEO is sort of one of the big reasons people write content. And that gave me a challenge. So I had the whole day to think about it until my talk, although my